We're coming, and we ain't backing down.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror.
I'm bitterly disappointed with the officiating today.
Guys being dudes.
And they run through our like through a tin horn, man.
Split Zone Duo, thank you for subscribing, for listening. My name is Stephen Godfrey. This is the first of what I decided will be two single wings. Question batch was good. The questions are good, guys. You're doing a good job. I only have time for an hour for this recording, so I wanted to bridge over next week's show. I'm just going to use the questions that I don't get to today. That doesn't mean all the questions will be answered. You guys are too good question askers. So, but this will double your odds, I guess. Thank you for submitting your questions. Thank you for your support. Thank you for telling people about Split Zone Duo. Thank you for wearing home field. Thank you for driving on Nokian tires. Anyone else in sort of a weird hoodie situation, sitch this week in the South? All indications were that winter was over. We jumped ahead clockwise. So for those of us with seasonal affective, we were feeling good about that. And then we had like, we've had two like sub freezing temp mornings in a row. Kids already playing spring sports, like not supposed to be happening. I'm pretty unhappy about it. I don't know who I can complain to, but hopefully it goes away soon. All right, let's jump into it. We'll do, if for some reason you've just recently subscribed to Split Zone Duo and you don't know what the show is, it's just me. My name is Stephen Godfrey. You submit questions over at Substack. If you are a subscriber, you should only be listening to this if you are a subscriber. I like the idea of bootleg copies existing. No, that's funny. You can ask questions. I will answer them. We will do a big batch of football followed by a little bit of non-football. So if you're only here for the football, that's fine. Industry people or just people who don't really fucking care about my thoughts on anything other than football, that's fine. Tasty Spindrift, not a sponsor yet. Okay. John Carroll, does the lack of easily flipping between channels and games hurt streaming apps? John, I think you're asking a bigger question than you realize, because I don't even know if anyone is worried about that anymore, because they are expecting anyone who asks the question with the phrase like flipping between channels. I think the expectation right now is that you are going to change your expectation and consuming habits in the streaming era, in the app era. I'm sorry, because I'm with you. I'm one of you, and it does suck ass. I remember, oh God, here we go. So, like, grew up in a house with cable boxes. Well, we didn't have cable, but then we did at some point of my youth. And the first cable box I can remember was not our first one. I just remember we were living in outside of Washington, D.C. And like just a small black box with red numbers for the channels. And it would like sit on top of your TV or whatever. But you would literally, as John is saying, like kind of hit the button to click channel to channel to channel. For those of you who are listening who don't understand this, there was no lag. There was no delay between flipping to channels because all the information was arriving in real time. It's not information, actually. It's just a stream. It's just access to something that's happening. Well, I guess technically that is streaming. You're not downloading anything necessarily, but there's no delay. The biggest thing that I notice, and John didn't ask about, but it's my show, the best streaming, like, I have Google Fiber and, you know, I use YouTube TV during the college football season. It's about as good as you could ask for. You get the quad box and all that shit. But when I'm there is no back functionality. There is no simple way to jump between games. There really isn't. I know that sounds crazy, but there's not. And there is this like micro, I guess, aggression, micro infuriation. And I know you all share it with me when you're jumping, like, let's say you're watching a game on the SEC network and a game on Fox, or it doesn't matter, but you're jumping back and forth and there's that like second of load lag between the streams on YouTube TV I've used the DirecTV streaming service. I used PlayStation, used to have a streaming service 3 years ago called View. I've used Tubi. they all have some version of this, and it's that, like, that lag that's so fucking infuriating. And it's like a half a second, but it didn't exist in the cable days. You just bounced around. I think one of the massive issues right now is that the people who still have over, I guess, OTT, no, technically just like coax cable boxes that run into their house, they're getting the game faster than we are. We're on a delay, and then there's like a sub delay inside the menu navigation, and it's infuriating. And more to John's point, I used to be able to do this thing where I remember growing up that TBS was 17 on the cable box and MTV was 33. And so if, like, between innings of a Braves game, or if my dad would, like, get up to do something, whatever, I would be able to grab the remote and just input 1-7 or 3. Like, I'd go from 1-7 to 3-3, or if I was being super sly, I could pick up the remote and click it the exact amount of times to go from 17 to 33. Now, some numbers don't exist. Like, we didn't pay for HBO. We were broke ass. Like, you know, but I knew exactly how many. Click, 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 boom. All right, what's on MTV? Okay, click, 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 back, boom. Start of the second inning. Like, it's weird because we live in this crazy on-demand culture that we couldn't have envisioned in the 80s or 90s or even early aughts. And yet, there's this sort of mushy delivery. It's very strange. As it affects football, I think the paradigm is shifting on metrics. So you're about to see more of this somewhat shady metric system that, like, ESPN touted out to defend the Pat McAfee show last fall. And it was like a mixture of, like, actual Nielsen ratings of cable boxes and that kind of thing, mixed with, like, the YouTube streams, mixed with, like, time on platform, which is a metric that we used at websites 10 years ago. We don't really use it anymore, but, like, so no one's concerned about that part of it, John. I sense that you are of my ilk, and it's just infuriating. I would actually feel a sense of satisfaction if most of the TVs in my house are Roku TVs. And Roku is fine. I pick the TVs. But God, I think there would be a deep satisfaction if you handed me a small remote that had, like, a plus and a minus for channel and volume, and then a 9-digit numerical pad. And I just knew that, like, okay, 17 is TBS, or 24 is ESPN, and 33 is, not that anyone watches MTV anymore, but, like, you know, just you would have that tactile call and response. It's never coming back. We can all just sit here and, you know, be wistful. But I do think the ability to navigate around live sports that are happening in concert is very frustrating. I saw the news about the quad box, which is that YouTube TV is going to let you build your own, which is great. But also, you've also heard me say, and I think this is backed up by science, I have severe ADHD. I don't care. You can't watch four games at once. The quad box is fun when you don't give a shit about the quad box. And what I mean is, like, if you pick four games you have a passive interest in while you're getting ready to do something else, or something else is happening in the house, or, like, that's fine. I do it for the boys because it looks cool and they get to, like, point, oh, wow, look at that. But it's a passive experience. If you're actively watching a game, you're actively watching a game. And you might be able to do second screen. And that's about it. The most that I have found that I can actually absorb is, I can recall, like, we just talked about it on one of the other shows this week, of, like, the first Oregon-Washington game is happening, and I'm watching it in front of a television that is only showing that. And I am holding another device that is keeping me updated on, I'm opening different apps, so, like, our SCD Slack or Twitter, and then maybe in a portion of that second screen, I'm also watching another game very, very passively, just sort of keeping an eye on. So if it was Oregon-Washington, it was probably us keeping an eye on, like, whatever the CBS game was, CBS SEC game was. I don't remember. But that's about it as far as, like, consuming the data. That's what makes Saturday night, Sunday morning, and the you know, the boys doing the hurry up. Like, you're always doing your homework on the bus. Like, there's, you can sit in front of a TV all day and watch college football, and you're going to absorb, like, 5%. It's crazy. Godfrey hates my username. Do athletic departments ever ask journalists for consulting type work? Will we ever see another Barton Simmons type hire?